Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Court of Appeals strikes down a Florida counseling ban. It's the first of its kind in the nation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, we got an amazing decision. The opinion, you know, when we look at different quotes to pull out from cases for our press release, when the cases come out, we could have attached the entire opinion, which we actually hot linked to this particular opinion in our press release, because virtually every sentence in this particular case is a zinger. It is huge.
It's a great opinion.
This is a great opinion. And we ultimately got the first of its kind in the country, striking down these laws that ban a counselor from providing and a minor client from receiving any counsel to change unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender conflicts.
And this is the 11th Circuit, so this involves Florida, Georgia, and Alabama,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a binding on all three states. And certainly this case sent shockwaves throughout the country. This was a 2-1 opinion, well-written. The two judges in the majority were appointed by President Donald Trump. The dissenter was appointed by Barack Obama.
Judges make a difference.
Judges make a huge difference, and we see that all the time. That is a huge difference in terms of judges who will follow the law versus judges who just simply jettison it and are ideologues. Now, one of the justices who was in the majority is Judge Lagoa, and if you remember that name, she was one of the individuals who was discussed as a top candidate to fill the seat of Justice Ginsburg. And we know, of course, that President Trump nominated Amy Coney Barrett, who is an excellent individual, and she's now on the U.S. Supreme Court. So she is of that caliber, and she is a part of this majority. But this is the first of its kind in the country. Kind of back up. We started this litigation going back all the way at least to 2012, 2013. And the first state in the country to pass these unconstitutional bans was California. We filed suit. And unfortunately, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals actually set aside one of its previous rulings that was a good case for us and ruled against us, came up with this professional speech category, which we said doesn't exist. Then that same law was passed in New Jersey. We filed suit there. Court of Appeals disagreed with the Ninth Circuit in California, but ultimately then criticized them for creating a professional speech category, criticized that it even exists, then, amazingly, decided it on professional speech. It's absolutely odd, and ruled in favor of the law and against us. We were disappointed. The Supreme Court did not accept our petitions for review. Again, another disappointment. But maybe it wasn't the right time.
Right.
And so then what happened is 2018 comes around. In 2018, we're involved in a Supreme Court decision, and that is involving the California Crisis Pregnancy Centers. California wanted to force them to advertise and promote abortion. And so they were forcing them to say something. California's argument was, well, there's a professional speech category. These are licensed pregnancy centers, so they don't have the same kind of First Amendment protection. The Supreme Court in 2018 in the NIFLA case, the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates versus Becerra case, ultimately ruled in favor of the crisis pregnancy centers and named our two cases, King and Pickup, and said that they are abrogated. There's no such category as professional speech, and effectively overruled them. So we've continued to litigate, and we've been telling people it's just a matter of time before we strike these down around the country. Now, there's about 18 states, which includes also the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, and there's about 60-plus local places around the country, cities or counties, that have adopted these same restrictions.
Yeah, we've been fighting two. There's two in Florida that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, so this one that we just got the ruling on was out of Boca Raton, Florida, and Palm Beach County, mm-hmm. Florida. We filed suits against both of them down in South Florida. We also have a case out of Tampa, Hillsborough County. And we also won that in the lower court, and it's pending at the Court of Appeals. This decision now at the same Court of Appeals will really do that one in.
Yeah, this is great. Judge Grant is the one who wrote the opinion. She wrote that we hold that the challenge ordinances violate the First Amendment because they are content-based regulations of speech that cannot survive strict scrutiny.
Yes, that's correct. And I think it's a strong decision. The court wrote, and Judge Grant wrote, nor can the local governments evade the First Amendment's ordinary presumption against content-based speech restrictions by saying that the plaintiff's speech is actually conduct. It goes on, it's just a great opinion all the way through, quote after quote after quote after quote.
She also wrote, the First Amendment does not protect the right to speak about banned speech. It protects speech itself, no matter how disagreeable that speech might be to the government. And what good would it do for a therapist whose client sought sexual orientation change efforts therapy to tell the client that she thought the therapy could be helpful but could not offer it?
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing, because that's one of their defenses is, well, you can get on your soapbox and you can give your opinion all you want to the general public, but you can't tell that to your client. That just makes no sense. These are licensed counselors. And in the counseling world, the bedrock of counseling is that the client sets the direction.
Right.
In the argument, I made this analogy, and that is counselors are like a GPS. They don't set the course. They ask questions, and they let the client speak, and the client sets the course. The client tells them what their problems are and how they want to overcome them. They've got an issue. They've got a stressor. So it's like you getting in a car. The GPS just doesn't tell you where you're going to go that day against your will. You set the GPS. You set the course, and the GPS helps you navigate to get to that destination. And that's what counselors do. So really what these laws have been doing is telling a client, you can set your course on any other subject matter. You can even set your course on the subject of same-sex attractions if you want to affirm those, if you want to go through hormone treatment and plastic surgery, risky, dangerous, even life-threatening kind of medical intervention and surgery. But if you want to change, if you want to overcome these unwanted attractions, if you don't like these gender conflicts and you want to be content with the birth sex of which you were born, then you can't set that as a direction. It is not available in this counseling session. And that's the government telling you what you cannot do. And that is dangerous. And so every time we've had one of these cases, it has been a real burden on us, knowing that there are real lives, Holly, hanging in the balance. There are families, there are children, there are young people that are struggling. Some of them have had their relationship with their parents deteriorated, their friends, their self-esteem. Some of them have thought about suicide. And when they've gone to these counselors that can give them help, they have gotten new life.
Right.
And then for the government to come in and say, but the counselor can't help you anymore.
Right. It's when you go to counseling, it's all about getting to the root cause. What is the root issue of causing these thoughts or this behavior? You know, but it's been these activists, these LGBT activists that have been pushing these bans because they want to affirm their lifestyle, yeah, their thoughts, instead of getting help to those people.
It's a political thing rather than anything that's based in counseling or empirical evidence. So this is a great decision. It is the first of its kind in the country. It is the case of Otto versus the city of Boca Raton. We represent two counselors, Dr. Robert Otto and Dr. Julie Hamilton, along with their minor clients, challenging these unconstitutional bans. We're challenging these in other parts of the country as well. This is an amazing decision. Thank you for praying with us and staying with us and partnering with Liberty Counsel. This victory has been long in coming, but as I said in our public statement, this is the beginning of the end of these unconstitutional counseling bans. We will get one of these to the U.S. Supreme Court, strike them down all over the country. In the meantime, we will challenge these from one end of the country to the next. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up for our emails, hit the subscribe button, and sign up for our newsletters and our emails at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.